We know that rap artists wear a lot of bling, but what in the world does bling have to do with waterfowl? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Editor-in-Chief of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns, published an article called The Bling Leaders as it related to waterfowl. I caught up with him on the phone.
I don't know about you. I've duck hunted and goose hunted a bunch, but I've never shot a banded bird. And every winter, I always have my fingers crossed that maybe this will be the year to happen. But, you know, I've still got a few hunts left this season to see if I can get my first banded bird. But for this story, we reached out to four expert waterfowl hunters. Not only are they really great hunters, they're really smart and they put in their time in the field and in blinds, but they've all collected just a ton of goose and duck bands, or as we say in the story, a lot of waterfowl bling. And they give great hunting tips for mallards and geese, but they also share stories of some of the most memorable bands that they collected, like their first bands, their bands that traveled from birds that traveled from super far away. I think one guy had a banded bird that was tagged in Russia and had writing on the band that he could not understand, but still very cool and very collectible. And it's just a really entertaining story. It's a lot of great advice.
And great storytelling as well. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.